Hello there.
Okay, great. All right. So do you have any questions for me?
No, honey, I don't.
Okay. What we're going to be doing right now is asking for the CDS program. All right. Miss Barbara only answer questions you're asked. So let's go over it again. Good afternoon. My name is Barbara Thomas. I'm in need of the CDS program. I was just released from a nursing home or physical therapy?
Physical therapy.
I was just released from physical therapy with a new amputee. I'm a new amputee. All right?
Okay.
All right. Please hold while I get you the state on the line. Please hold.
Okay.
Call is very important to us and will be answered in the order that it was received. We appreciate your time and look forward to speaking with you. Please have the Medicaid number, full date of birth, or full Social Security number available for a specialist to assist you with your request. Please be advised that not having this information readily available will result in a processing delay.
Jasmine?
Yes?
Do I have time to go to my counter and get me a bottle of water?
Yes.
Okay.
Home and Community-Based Services, this is Sharon. Are you calling for yourself or for someone else?
No, Sharon, I'm calling for myself, honey.
May I have your name and a callback number, please?
My name is Barbara Thomas, and I've only been home 3 days. I had to have my leg amputated, and I really need some help in my home.
All right, what's a good callback number for you, Ms. Barbara, in case the call drops?
636-275-8426.
All right, thank you. And I see you typed in your Medicaid number. Thank you for that. I do need for you to verify your date of birth.
My date of birth is 10-6-56.
And your address, please.
1105 Lisa Drive, Imperial, Missouri, 63052.
All right, hold on, please. Let me get your information pulled up. All righty. And looks like your Medicaid is good. Before we start the application for our services, I do have to explain the purpose of this program. This program is designed to enable qualified individuals to remain independent in their homes as long as possible. You must meet nursing home level of care in order to qualify for the services. This means that your needs must be equal to someone who has been accepted to live in a nursing home. To be considered for this program, you will need to allow an assessor inside your home to complete an assessment with you, and the assessment will determine if you meet the level of care that's required. Any questions or concerns about any of that?
No, honey. Is that the CDS?
That is one of our services? Yeah, that's one of our programs. That's where you can possibly have a family member or friend be your paid caregiver if you meet that program's criteria. Is that what you're wanting to use?
Yeah, well, it would be my friend Nicole. She lives right across the street from me.
Now, does your friend Nicole work for a provider agency already?
Yeah, she works at, I should know the name of it. The Woodlands in Arnold. It's a nursing home, and she works in the kitchen.
Okay. Now, she will have to become an employee of a provider agency. There are certain provider agencies who get authorized to pay for this the services through Medicaid, and basically what that means is she'll have to fill out an application, go through a background screening process to make sure she can become your paid caregiver.
Okay.
And I can give you or her the information as to how to go about pulling up the list of the providers during your county. But okay, now, so before we get started here, are you okay with having an assessor come to your home to complete the assessment with you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All right, so let's get started with the application here. The address you gave me, is that your mailing and physical address both?
I didn't give you her address yet. I gave you mine.
No. All I need is your address. That's what I'm asking. Is the address that you gave me for yourself, is that your mailing and your physical address both?
Oh, yeah, honey. Yeah.
Okay. Some people have post office boxes, so we have to ask. And the telephone number you gave me earlier, is that the best number to reach you at?
Yes, it's the only number. It's my cell phone number, and I don't have a P.O. box.
Okay. All right. And what is your marital status?
I'm divorced.
Do you live alone or with someone?
I'm alone and I have no pets and I have no weapons.
Okay. All right. And do you need any assistance with reading, writing, seeing, hearing, or speaking? Those things only?
No.
Do you have a legal guardian or durable power of attorney?
No.
And you're home, you're not in a hospital or rehab center or anything like that, correct?
I was in Mercy South Hospital for a long time. Then I was transferred to the rehabilitation center, and I just left there last Friday. I've only been home 3 days.
But you are home now, correct?
Correct.
All right. And have you or an immediate family member ever served in the U.S. Armed Forces?
No.
All right. And other than you mentioned having a leg amputation, are there any other medical conditions or diagnoses that's making you need of these services?
Well, I have emphysema. I have COPD. And I can't remember. I have cardiovascular disease.
Okay. Do you need any help with your bathing, dressing, or grooming?
I need help mainly with the bathing and a little dressing.
Okay. What about cleaning and cooking, laundry?
I need help with all that. They made it very clear I cannot do any laundry because of getting up and down and holding on to the washing machine to put clothes in the dryer would not be safe.
Okay. All
right. I can't push a vacuum or even sweep my floor or do dishes, anything.
Sure. All right. And what about managing your medications? Do you need help with that?
No, that I can do.
Okay. And what about grocery shopping, running errands? Sounds like you could probably need some help with that right now as well.
Yes, Nicole is doing that for me right now because I have no way of getting food if she doesn't.
Gotcha. All right. And would you want to receive any home-delivered meals as well?
No, honey. The only thing that I asked for, and I don't remember, was to send me the Boost energy drinks. I drink a lot of them.
Yeah, we just authorize home-delivered meals to the local nutrition centers, but that's fine. And would you want? Do you want me to give you the information on how to go online to pull up the list of the providers that are in your county, or do you want to have your worker Nicole call and get that information?
I don't understand the question. A list of providers for what? I don't.
Nicole will have to go through an application and background screening process with the provider agency in order to become your paid caregiver.
Okay. Well,
okay.
Then
all
I guess just mail the application to her house?
No, not what I'm saying is that she'll need to choose a provider agency. If you don't mind having her call, we can get it to her, or we can give you information where you can give to her to go online to pull up the list of the providers that are in your county.
Well, isn't Deluxe Home Care, isn't that a provider she can use?
Yeah, sure.
Well,
there's a lot.
That's where I got confused. I want to use Deluxe Home Care, hon.
Gotcha. What's their telephone number?
Nicole's?
Deluxe Home Care. Deluxe Home Care.
It is 314-501-2500.
Thank you. All right. Now, I have some safety questions here I have to ask, and I'm asking on the behalf of the assessor, as they'll be the ones coming out to your home. Are there any issues with the roads or driveway to your home that could damage the assessor's vehicle?
No.
All right. Do you have any unstable stairs or loose hand railings to your home?
No.
All right. Any contagious or infectious diseases like MRSA, hepatitis, or HIV?
No.
Are you aware of any recent break-ins of homes or vehicles in your area?
No, I'm not.
All right. Any history of violent behaviors, or are you on the sex offender registry?
No.
Any illegal drug activities in the home?
None.
Any issues with mice, termites, bed bugs, roaches, lice?
Ew, no.
Any holes in the floors or ceilings, exposed wiring, mold, or unstable floors?
None.
Okay. You said you mentioned having a pet, but no pets, correct? No animals or pets in the home?
I have no pets.
Okay. Any guns or weapons in the home?
No.
All right. So I have the information I need. I will submit your application. An assessor will reach out to you in approximately 15 business days. Now, not including weekends or holidays. It could be sooner. Now, they do ask that you have an answer machine or voicemail set up in case you miss the call. If they cannot make contact with you by phone, they will mail you out a letter. But it's very important that you respond as soon as you're contacted. After we're done here, I'd like for you to stay on the line so you can listen to a pre-recorded message about the next steps before I transfer you to the recording. I want to make sure I got your county. What county is Imperial, Missouri?
That's in Jefferson County.
Okay, yeah, I just want to make sure that was correct on your account. All right, I have it. Before I transfer you to the recording, do you have any questions for me? Or is there anything else I can help you with today?
No. So are you going to be mailing Nicole's application to my home for me to
ma'am,
give to
I
her?
Can't. No, she will have to contact Deluxe Home Care to go through their application process. That's not us. So the only thing that I'm doing is submitting your application so we can get the process started.
Oh, okay, hon. Okay.
On our end, okay?
And I do have voicemail set up on my phone.
Wonderful, yeah. So if they can't make contact with you, they'll leave you a message. Just make sure you keep an eye on your voicemail. Sometimes if they can't make contact by phone. They'll mail you out a letter, but it's just very important that you respond as soon as you're contacted.
Well, is there a certain number I can watch for? Because I get an awful lot of spam calls on my phone.
Unfortunately not, because we have no way of knowing whose number, who's going to get assigned to, what number, how it's going to show up on your phone.
Oh, okay.
You know, that's why they ask that you have a voicemail or something set up in case you do miss a call. They'll be able to leave you a message to let you know they're trying to reach you.
Okay.
All right. Anything else before I transfer you to the recording?
No, ma'am.
All righty. Well, thank you for calling, and hold for the recording, please.
Okay.
Please hold while your call is connected.
We have received a new referral and understand you are interested in home and community-based services. This message will help prepare you for the next steps. Please grab a pen and paper if available to jot down some notes. A home and community-based services, HCBS, assessor will call to schedule an in-person assessment with you. The purpose of the HCBS program is to help support you to stay at home or where you want to live. In order for Medicaid to pay for HCBS, your care needs have to be equal to nursing home care. Our assessment will determine if your care needs meet the requirement for Medicaid to pay for services in your home. We will attempt to call you one time. Please ensure your phone can receive messages and return your assessor's call. If you do not answer, a message will be left or a letter will be sent, and you will have 10 days to return the call. If you do not respond within the 10 days, this referral will be closed. We must verify we are speaking with you. Please be prepared to verify your MoHealthNet, Medicaid number, date of birth, and Social Security number when we call. The assessor will use a questionnaire to determine if you are eligible for HCBS. You should be prepared to answer the following questions. What specific help and support do you need? How often do you need help? How much time does each task take to complete? Who would select, hire, train, and supervise your caregiver? You or the provider agency? Who are your medical and health care providers, including your primary care physician, social worker, therapist, hospice, home health, or any other specialties? Do you have a guardian or durable power of attorney? If so, please have a copy of the paperwork available. How many medications do you take? What provider would you like to use? Who will provide backup support to you when your caregiver is unavailable? You must provide their name, contact information, and what support they will be able to provide. Your care plan is unique to you. You will help develop a care plan that provides you with the necessary assistance to remain in your home or least restrictive setting. Certain services are restricted to cost maximums, age, ability to self-direct, and other criteria. We will work with you to determine what services you are eligible for and authorize services within the scope of the HCBS program accordingly. HCBS services are based on your current needs. HCBS cannot provide help with things you do not currently need. HCBS is not a total care or 24/7 care program. HCBS can provide extra help to add to the support system you currently have. You may have anyone of your choosing present during the assessment. Ensuring the safety of our participants and team members is top priority for us. Please secure all pets, weapons, or potential hazards before the assessor enters your home or setting. We look forward to speaking with you soon.
Okay, you did really well, Barbara. You did really well. So now, officially, the state received your request. See how important that was? Because there's a two-week waiting period.
Okay, honey.
So we already put it in. The provider, what she was trying to ask you is, do you have an agency picked out? Agency and provider are the same word, so you always say yes, and you just give them our information. Absolutely. Absolutely. Welcome on board, Miss Barbara. It's been a pleasure assisting you. Now I'm going to transfer this call to Miss Tammy. Just let her know you just completed the state call with Jasmine. She's going to welcome you on board. All right?
All right, sweetie. Thank
you so much.
All right,
Miss Barbara, is there anything else that I can do for you today?
No, honey, but I have your number in case I would.
That's right. Any questions, you call me once they call you to schedule the assessment, and then I'll prep you for the assessment as well, okay?
All right, honey.
All right, Miss Barbara. Welcome to Deluxe Home Care. It's been a pleasure assisting you. Like I said, call me if you need me, okay?
Thank you so much.
Take care. Absolutely. Please hold.
Okay.